All right, kids. This is like a bonus to the whole human podcast thing. This is that whole set that I was talking about that I was going to release. It's just one set about fucking spiders and whatever the fuck else. I'm just going to release it in its entirety here, just the audio only version. I'm going to honestly try to release the normal episode today as well. I got a whole bunch of fucking fun shit to talk about. And we're going to be in person for that episode. So it's either going to release today or it's going to be released next week. I'm going to try and do a bunch of bonus content this week and next week. I am on vacation, so it might be sporadic. We'll see what happens, but with no further ado, here is the fucking set that I was talking about.
First performer of the night, it looks like it is Alex! Give it up for Alex, everybody!
All right. I guess fucking Connor's, sucking on his meat and french fries over there. So now you have to just shut up because you're not hosting the mic no more.
What kind of meat?
Fucking, beef meat, I guess.
Chorizo con huevo.
He's really sorry about fucking making the horse joke, so he's sucking on fucking cow meat.
Uh-oh.
Good job, Connor. Proud of you.
But it's all good, though.
So yesterday was Father's Day. Shout out to all the good fathers out there. Do great jobs. Also to the bad fathers. I mean, Vegas needs strippers, I guess. Jason's like, oh yeah, I remember her. Me personally, I have a really good father. He's a good dude. He adopted me when I was 9 years old, gave me a good white name, Alex Pacheco. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I know. I used to be Alejandro Lopez.
Oh, híjole.
Yeah, I didn't speak any Spanish, which really fucked me up. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, Mom, why would you fucking give me a Mexican name?
Do you have a cigarette?
I don't. I think the bar sells cigarettes.
Do they? They do.
They do.
Oh my God.
I just need money.
He has 600 million of the monies, so.
I got money.
Hey, don't give him a fucking mic. It's my set. My verbal masturbation. Fuck off. Yeah, fucking eat your french fries, fat ass.
Projecting?
I do have a fat ass. I'm fat. That's why I wear dark clothing. Same as Jason, but he's just tall. He doesn't want people to see the outline of his big dick. But, I have a good father. He adopted me when I was 9 years old. And so I wanted to get him something really nice for Father's Day. Hey, Jasmine, do you like this guy?
We're
grabbing
Brandon. You're good.
See?
Good.
Should I go home?
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
I'm not even... I know. It's just...
Okay.
Just...
All right, y'all have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
We love you long time.
Mm. Have a good night, Alan.
Now he knows how I feel.
But, I have a really good dad, and I wanted to get him something really nice for Father's Day. So I, pulled out my phone, and I was scrolling through, and I gave him a phone call. I'm like, hey, Dad, thank you so much for, not fucking me up. I could have been a stripper. And he's like, no, you couldn't. You're fat and ugly. I'm like, oh. But, I could have. It's like, no, there's no shot. You're dumb. I'm like, I love you, Dad. He's like, ugh, don't call, lose this number. I'm like, all right, great. My dad's a good dude. But he adopted me, married my mom, and eventually divorced my mom because my mom took him to the hospital and got his balls chopped off, I think. I mean, got him neutered, something. The way that my mom smiled and laughed when she's like, I'm taking your dad to the hospital to get him clipped, and she made little scissor fingers. I'm like, yeah, you're fucking justified in divorcing that bitch. Like, she is crazy. Exactly, back there. Don't allow a woman to fucking neuter you. Do it yourself. Just go to the fucking hospital and be like, yeah, I want to inactivate my balls, please. I don't want children. They're expensive. And just, like, me, like, I just fucking turn, like, my wife into, like, a little toaster strudel. You know, like, that there, you know, I don't want this inside you. That's gross, and that creates children. I can't fucking do that to you. Or me. I this guy's like, oh, fuck, I have to leave. He's like, oh, no. But I'm like, ah. Oh. So, my dad, he, you know, fucking got his, you know, neutered, essentially, and I was the man of the house. And he was always, like, afraid of, like, snakes and spiders. Like, I would, like, you know, see a snake. He'd be like, ew, get away from me, snake. And I'm like, dude, it's a fucking non-venomous snake. He's like, is it poisonous? I'm like, that doesn't fucking track at all. You're not eating the snake, you idiot. He's like, ew. I'm like, all right, dude. And then he'd, like, see a spider and be like, squish it. Ew, get a tissue. Squish it. Like, I'm like, I can take it outside. He's like, no, I want it dead. I'm like, okay, dude. And so, like, I would kill the spider. And he's like, you're my hero, son. I'm like, okay, yeah, you adopted me. I'm like, did you just adopt me to fucking make me your spider killer? He's like, no, I used to have balls before I met your mom, but now they're just in our purse. And I'm like, okay. Oh, Jesus. Right? Exactly. I love, like, fucking Jason just, like, fucking bored. Just, oh, my God. I'm just, I hate him so much. It makes me so fucking happy just to see it. But, you know, like, all throughout my life, I've, like, never been afraid of spiders. Like, I would be in the woods, and I'd see, like, one spider, and I'm like, oh, fucking awesome. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Fucking quit looking at your phone. Stop looking at the booty calls.
Oh, fuck up, dude.
Is a horse texting you?
Horses can't text.
It behooves of you to behave. Hey, it's for horses. but I'd be walking through the woods and I'd see one spider. I'm like, good job, you did your fucking job. I'd see 10. I'm like, oh no, I'm like in the fucking neighborhood of fucking spiders. I'm in your home. And I'd fucking leave. I'm like, it's like seeing like a bunch of dudes on a fucking stoop. And I'm like, oh, fucking walk the other way or I'm losing my wallet. And so, like, I would just fucking leave. And like in my house, honestly, I would see a spider and I'm like, a benevolent god, because I'm like a million times its size, and I like handed a cup. I'm like, would you like to go outside? And the smart ones that don't want their Darwin Award would be like, yeah, fucking give me that cup. And I'm like, boom, you're on a fucking bush now. Kill fucking bugs. The dumb ones would fucking like raise their front little like legs and be like, I'm gonna fight you. And then like boss music would fucking come. And I just like size 13 boot and just stomp him. Is your limit? No, there's no limit. Shut your ass up, Zeb. We have four fucking people.
That's a joke.
Shut up.
That's my best joke all night. So.
We have 30 minutes pop.
30
minutes, yeah, we do. I'd stomp them and be like, I'd leave their fucking bodies there. I'd be like, you're a fucking warning to the rest of the spiders. You know, that way they know I don't fuck around. Now, I've gotten lucky, and I, like, every spider I've killed, nothing bad has ever happened. I'm terrified that one day I'm gonna see a giant spider and just be like, you know, fuck you, you don't get a cup, and just stomp it, and then a million little spider babies just fucking crawl out from underneath my boot. I'm like, oh, shit. I like, grab my wife, I'm like, we have to burn down the house, we have to leave, oh my God. And then, like, a year down the road, Charlotte's Web is in the fucking corner of my room as I wake up, and it's just like, remember us? And it's like a million fucking little spider babies just fucking crawl down from the ceiling and just fucking eat me alive while my wife's sitting in the corner of the room fucking by Carlos. And she's like, that's what you get for hitting a woman. Believe all women. I'm like, oh no, babe, save me. And she's like, oh, I can't. I'm like, if only these spiders had a good father to fucking teach them not to bite me. But the fucking dumb bitch mother fucking ate her. Ate him. And honestly, I have to go back to the beginning of my set. thank God for good fathers that don't teach the fucking spiders to eat me. Thank you, but now it's Pacheco.
Woo!
Okay, audience.
Yeah!
Yep, Zeb.
That was awesome. Fuck yeah.